Okay, I just want to share with you a short vart. I didn't really prepare very much for today, unfortunately, not much chance. But just a short idea in honor of Tisha B'Av coming up around the corner and Parashas Veschanon. One of the kinos that we read, the most important kino, is the kino of Vayikoinein Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu. Now the reason why that is an important kino is because it appears the entire fourth parak of Eicha was devoted to Eicha Yuam Hazov, Kesem Hazov. How could it be that the gold, referring to Tzidkiyahu, his gold, his beautiful righteousness, was dimmed through his death? Now let's show you some of the background to Yoshiyahu and Yirmiyahu, and why it is such an important kina. Which number is it? Is it Yud Aleph? I think it's Yud Aleph. Kina Yud Aleph. If I'm not mistaken. Now let's review the background. Yoshiyahu was the fifth to last king in Klal Yisrael. Yoshiyahu died 22 and a half years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Yoshiyahu inherited the Malchus from his father and grandfather, Amoin and Menashe, who were extremely wicked. Menashe and his son Amon succeeded in wiping out any zecher of Yiddishkeit from Klal Yisrael, to the point where the Jewish people did not even know what a Sefer Torah looked like. They did not know what it said, they did not even know what it was, what was the text of the Sefer Torah. That was the wickedness of Menashe and Amon. After their death, Yoshiyahu was a young boy. He was 8 years old when he became king, and he had within him a certain stirring will to do good in the eyes of Hashem. And at a certain point in time, years later, they were doing construction in the Beis HaMikdash, and Chilkiyahu, who was then the Kohen Gadol, discovered a Sefer Torah. And they never saw a Sefer Torah before. This Sefer Torah was put in Geniza from the time of Ochaz. Ochaz was the father of Chizkiyahu, and Ochaz also was a wicked person. And that during that time, he was trying to eradicate Torah from Klal Yisrael, and they hid a Sefer Torah in the Heichal. And this Sefer Torah was discovered, and they opened it up, and it was open to the parsha of the Teichacha Parshas Kisavo. And in the Teichacha, the pasuk where it was opened up, it said, Yoylech Hashem es Malkecha, Hashem will take your king to a foreign land, and will deliver the land into the hands of your enemies. And they were very disturbed. What it said in the Teichacha, what it said in the Sefer Torah, to the pasuk that it was open to, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to give over the king to the hands of the enemies. And also said there, it was in the beginning of the Torah, it's Ora Shelo Yakim Estivre HaTorah, those cursed be the person that does not uphold the law, the word of the Torah, the laws of the Torah. So they first did not want to tell this to Yoshiyahu, what they found, what they discovered, this incredible find. But after a period of time, it was revealed that they did find something very special, and Yoshiyahu demanded to know what it was. They showed him the Sefer Torah, he read what it said, and he was shocked. And this bothered him to no end. He felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal HaShkacha, the coincidence that they found the Sefer Torah and it was open to this pasuk that described what it's going to happen to the king, referring to himself, if they do not fulfill the words of the Torah, was a divine message sent directly to Yoshiyahu. And this began a process, a period in time, Klal Yisrael, of tshuva. He right away decided, he demanded to know what else it says in the Torah, to learn the mitzvos, to bring the chachamim, and to awaken Klal Yisrael to become observant of what it says in the Torah. And this continued for many, many years, to the point where Klal Yisrael were tzaddikim, and the whole Klal Yisrael was observant and observing mitzvos, and doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the pasuk says in Melachim that there was no king in the entire Klal Yisrael that returned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of his heart and soul. And it's a tremendous praise that the Torah gave Yoshiyahu HaMelech. Okay, that is how it all started. Then what happened? What happened when Yoshio was 39 years old, there was a king down in the south, the king of Mitzrayim, his name was Paro Necho. He wanted to go to war against the king of Ashur. There was some type of bad blood between the king of Mitzrayim and the king of Ashur. It was about a city called Carchemish. Carchemish was once in the hands of another nation, and King Ashur conquered it, and Melech Mitzrayim felt that it was taken away illegally, it was seized illegally, and he wanted to go to war, and he needed to go to battle in Carchemish, to go from Mitzrayim, to travel from Mitzrayim to Ashur, into the city of Carchemish, to do battle with the king of Ashur. And the only way he can get there is to fly over Eretz Yisrael. Yoshio said, "I'm sorry, Eretz Yisrael is a no-fly zone. You cannot have passage. The missiles cannot go over Eretz Yisrael to get from Mitzrayim, which is in the south of Eretz Yisrael, to Ashur, which is in the north of Eretz Yisrael." And the reason why Yoshio said that you cannot, I'm not coming to make trouble. I don't want anything to do with you. I just need to get there. I just need you to use your land as a passage, nothing more than passage. So Yoshio said to him, "I'm sorry, it says in the Torah, it says in Parashas Pichokosai, that if Klal Yisrael will do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there will be peace in the land, v'cherev loisavor bi'artzechem. A sword will not pass through the land, and Chazal Darshan, afilu cherev shel shalom. Even a sword of peace, you cannot pass through the land." So Paro Necho did not take no for an answer. He decided he would anyway travel to Eretz Yisrael. Yoshio went out to prevent him from passing, and there was a battle, and Yoshio was killed. And before this battle took place, Yoshio asked Yirmiah if he should allow him to pass, and Yirmiah said, "Definitely yes, allow him to pass, even though it appears to you that Klal Yisrael, they are doing the will of Kadosh Baruch Hu, but you should be aware that secretly, in hiding, they are worshipping idols. They're not on the level of what the Torah says in Parashas Pichokosai, that they deserve the Chev L'Savar Bi'artzachem. Let the king Paro Necho pass, and there won't be any trouble." Yoshio refused to listen to the words of Yirmiyahu. He went to Chulda Hanavi as well. He refused to listen to her. He tried to prevent Paro Necho from passing, and they met at this place called the Valley, the Bigas Megidoi, and there was a war, and Yoshio was murdered. The archers of Paro shot 300 arrows into his body. They perforated his body like a sieve, and he died. And as he died, he said, "Sadiku Hashem is matzik alav eshadin." And that's the story of Yoshiyahu. And after he died, who was there at the moment of his death? Yirmiah. And Yirmiah mourned greatly over the death of Yoshiyahu, and he composed the entire Perek Dalet of Eicha as a lament to mourn for the death of Yoshiyahu. Vayikoinen Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu. So we read Eicha at night. Okay, Kinos Eicha is the ultimate form of Kinos, and we also recite a special Kina, which basically summarized this entire episode, what happened with Yirmiyah and with Yoshiyahu and his beginnings and the sin of the people worshiping with the Zohar in secret. We summarize that in the Kina called Kina Yud Aleph, Vayikoinen Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is because someone once told me Vart, this Vart always haunts me. It haunts me all the time. Every year I always think about this Vart. I had a problem, I'm sure I've told you last year, which was just worthy to review, is that every year we lay in the Torah, right? We lay in the Sedra. Every Shabbos we lay in the Parsha. This week is Parsha's Dvarim, last week is Parsha's Matas Maseh. We're always learning from the Torah. And when it comes to Yom Tov, the Sefer Torah is never in the right place. Anyone who is a Gabbai knows, you have to make sure you go to the Sefer Torah to make sure you are in the right place for the Moed. If it's Pesach, you got to be Goel. If it's Purim, you got to be Goel. If it's Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, for sure. Rosh Hashanah, you got to go all the way back to the beginning. The Hashem Pak and Esara, got a long way to go. But you always have to be Goel of the Sefer Torah. There is only one Moed that you do not need to be Golo the Sefer Torah. Tisha B'Av. Because the landing of Tisha B'Av is Parshas V'Eschanon. Parshas V'Eschanon, it's a very frightening landing, that if you're going to live V'Noshantem Ki Soilid Banim Uvnei Vanim V'Noshantem B'Aretz, and you will grow old in the land V'Hishchatem, you will become corrupt V'Asisem Pesel Tunas Kol V'Asisem Hora B'Enei Hashem L'Kech L'Hachiso Ha'idoisi B'chem Hayoim, so on and so forth. It's a very frightening Kriya Satorah. And this appears in Parshas Vo'eschanon, and Parshas Vo'eschanon is always the parsha in which Tisha B'Av falls. Tisha is always, B'li Yotze Min HaKlal, always in the week of Parshas Vo'eschanon. So the Gabbai has a week vacation. The Gabbai can go to the Catskills, he can go to the hotel, he does not need to be present at the time of Tisha B'Av. He will not lose his job for not rolling the Sefer Torah to the right place. The Sefer Torah is always opened up to the right place on Parashas, on Tisha B'Av. And Tisha B'Av, we know, is a Moed, because it says in the Pasuk, Kora Alai Moed, the Pasuk in Eicha. And in fact, that's one of the reasons why we do not say Tachlin on Tisha B'Av, is because it is a festival. It will one day be the day in which Mashiach will come, Mashiach is born, Mashiach will come, and so on and so forth. So what's so interesting is, look at this story of Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu was one of the greatest tzaddikim that ever lived. There was never a king like him, the Pasuk says, that returned to tshuva with all of his heart and all of his soul. He died, when he died, the Chazal tell us, the Kina really tells us, that with his death, the Churban should have happened at that moment. When he died, that's when the Churban should have happened. The reason why it did not happen, it was delayed for 22 and a half years, is because they eulogized him. They delivered a proper hesped. Klal Yisrael mourned his death. And in the merit of mourning his death, they mourned his death, Chazal say, in every possible way, with all of the letters of the Aleph Beis, all 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. And in reward for mourning the Nisa of the Tzaddik Yoshiyah with the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu delayed the Churban for 22 years. Chazal say that if he had not died, if he would have listened to Yirmiyah, if he would not have been fooled by the generation and would have lived, it could very well be that the Churban would have not have happened, or at least not then. Klal Yisrael today would have been very different if they would have listened to, he would have lived, and he would have lived on a little bit longer. But it was not meant to be. Now, how did Yoshiyahu, this is an amazing, this is what haunts, how did he become a tzaddik? So the Kina makes it very clear, it all started, they opened up the Sefer Torah, and it was open to a pasuk. It was open to the pasuk, Yoylech Hashem es Malkecha el Eretz. I don't have the exact pasuk on the tip of my tongue, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away your king to a foreign land and deliver him into the hands of his enemies. It was open to that pasuk. And that shook him up, that frightened him. It's like, you know, the Goel HaGra, there's something called the Goel HaGra, where the person needs to know what to have, a dilemma in your life, and it cannot be resolved by halacha. You don't know what to do. So there's a whole technique of, you take a Sefer Torah, a chumash, a certain type of chumash, and you mish it seven times. You have to go to a godly, you have to fast, the whole thing of Goel HaGra. You find a message hidden for you in the Torah. That's how it all started. So someone once told me, what's the pshat? Why is it so that the whole year, all of the Moadim, the Sefer Torah, is never in the right place, but on Tisha B'Av, it's in the right place? So he explained to me, it's a drush, but it's a very powerful drush. Because when you go to the Sefer Torah, what you're really doing is, you're removing yourself from the world of reality and going into the world of fantasy. The Sefer Torah is the Siddur. This is the Seder HaChayim. We have a Sefer Torah. In a year, we go from the beginning to the end. This is the Seder. This is our life. It comes Pesach. Pesach. Yom Tov. So what is Pesach? You bring a Korban Pesach, you go to the Beis HaMikdash, you oil the regel, you're in the presence of the Shekhinah. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Korban Pesach, we don't have even the mitzvos, we don't have Moror, Matzos, Lerom Yochlu. We don't have anything. It's just make-believe. It's just fantasy land. Okay, we do that. Halacha tells us what to do, but it's not the real thing. Just like it's not the real thing in the world of reality, in the Sefer, when we learn, when we reenact it, we go to the Sefer Torah, and we have to roll the Sefer Torah. We have to leave the world of reality and enter into a world of fantasy to make believe it's the real thing and read from the Torah, come into a new world and try to imagine what it was like and what it will be like with the coming of Mashiach. And this is true for every single one of the Mo'adim. Because every single one of the Mo'adim is not the real thing, the Zman Hazeh, when we're living in Golos, when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. The only time you don't have to be Golos of the Sefer Torah is Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av is the world of reality. Tisha B'Av is a Chorban. Is the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. This is a moed, right? Tisha B'Av is a moed, and this moed is reality. You don't have to make believe that we're living in a world of ki avot so veidun. This is the world of reality. You don't need to be golel the Sefer Torah. This is it. This is it. So the Musar Haskel is, just like Yoshiyahu was inspired to do tshuva b'chol levavo b'chol nafshai, with his entire heart, because he opened up the Sefer Torah and look what it said. It said HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish you for your sins. And that awakened him to do tshuva. For the entire Klal Yisrael, it's exactly the same thing on Tisha B'Av. It's Tisha B'Av. What do we do? Let's see what it says in the Torah. We open up the Torah. You don't have to be Golel. It's right in front of us. It's right in front of us. The Musar, if you don't shape up, it's not going to be good. This is the Musar of then this is the most important kina. This is the kina of Vayikoyne Yirmiyahu Yoshiyahu. What did he learn from this event? He learned from it. He became a tzaddik to the degree where the whole Klal Yisrael mourned for him with the 20 letters of the Alba because of the Sefer Torah was open, and he saw what it said without being Golel. That is the Musar Haskel for us, to open up the Sefer Torah and see what it says and learn from it and to be inspired to do tshuva. Okay, that's one idea. Another just short idea I want to mention about that kina, that Yekon Yemiel Yeshua, which is also very relevant to our times, a very frightening kina, is it's mentioned, why was he fooled? Why indeed was Yoshiyahu fooled to worship, not to prevent Paro Necho from passing through Eretz Shol on his way to fight in Karkamish against Melech Asher? Because he looked at Klal Yisrael and they're tzaddikim. They are, everyone is doing the right thing. And the Pasuk says, V'cher l'sav v'yartzechem. What was the truth? Yirmiyahu told them that they're sitting behind closed doors. And the Medrash tells us, the Gemara tells us, they took out an avodah zarah and they sliced it down the center and they put one section on one door and another section on the other door. And when the inspectors, can you imagine in those times Yoshio had people come into your home to inspect your home to make sure there's not no averus being done in that. Can you imagine today such a thing? Never in a million years have inspectors. Every single Rav is going to come to your house and he's going to check the whole house. He's going to check under the bed. He's going to check the kitchen. He's going to check to make sure that there is no averos taking place in your home. So they were able to outsmart the inspectors. It's unbelievable. And today, you know, they're able to outsmart by taking the avodah zarah and cutting it down the middle. So like, oh, doors are open, you don't see an avodah zarah. But when the doors are closed, the two parts come together. There's the avodah zarah, and you can worship the avodah zarah, the yetzaf avodah zarah. So Yirmiyah told them that don't be fooled. You know, look at the newspaper. There's such nice advertisements. Everything is fine and good. Don't be fooled by the newspapers. You have to know what's going on behind closed doors. That's what he told them. And Yoshio said, no way. It's impossible. And unfortunately, he was wrong. Now, let's...
That would have been a denial of his program.
Right, exactly. So Yirmiyahu was telling them that your program, it's working, it's not bad, but there's more work that needs to be done. We're getting there, and we're not yet holding at the madrega of the cherev le'savar bi'artzchem. Chazal said, had he waited, it was on the way. Things would have happened. He did not die prematurely. Now, it's this something which caught my attention. many years later, there was a descendant of Yoshiyahu. Who was he? Rabbeinu HaKodesh, the one who compiled the Mishnayos. Rabbeinu HaKodesh, he was a descendant. When Rabbeinu HaKodesh was dying on his deathbed, his Talmidim came to him and said, Rebbe, Berchenu, bless us. Bless us before you die. Give us a bracha. So he gave them a bracha. The bracha I give you is, Yehi Moira Shemayim, Kimoira Basar V'dam. This is Rebbe said this. Look at the Gemara in Brachas. Haper Karoya. May the fear of heaven equal the fear of Basar V'dam. You should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same way you fear your fellow man. That's the bracha I give you. You fear that you should, the same way you're embarrassed to have in public, and no one's going to do an affair in public, or you're afraid of your friend, you're not going to do, there are many interpretations of what this means, but one interpretation is, the same way you're not going to do an avera in public, you don't want people to know about it, halavai, behind closed doors, you should be afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like you would be afraid to do an avera to your fellow, do an avera publicly in front of your fellow man. So the Talmidim said, Rebbe, that's it. That's the best you can do for us. That's not. We're tzaddikim. We're on a very high madrigo. We behind closed doors, we're just as good as we are in public. So he said, you bunch of liars. Halavai, halavai. You think I'm giving you a little bracha? You're fooling yourself. I'm giving you the biggest bracha. Halavai, you should come to a madrigo where the fear you have of heaven equals the fear you have of Basar V'dam. And basically, he's telling them that this is something which every person, their whole life, no matter who you are, on your level, every person, everyone knows as a fact, the way we behave in private is not the way we behave in public. It's a fact. The things that we say, the way we eat, things that we do, the way we behave is just not on that level. And that was the bracha that Rabbeinu HaKadosh gave his Talmidim. Where did Rabbeinu HaKadosh get that from? At the time of his death. Possibly he got it from Yoshio, his ancestor. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was from the greatest of the great, where with his death ended the tkuf of the Tanoim. That was it. With Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he died, that's it. No more Tanoim. That was the greatest period in Klal Yisrael. His death was equivalent to a certain degree with the death of the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael Yoshio was the last of the kings of that with Tzaddikim. With him began five kings. It was all downhill. Tzidkio was good also, but the last 22 years was already downhill. And why did Yoshio die? Because the Moira Shemayim was not equal to the Moira Basar V'dam. And he was fooled. He thought it was. He thought the Mer Shemayim was equal to the Mer Basar V'dam. And that's why he insisted, V'cherev le'savar bi'artzechem. Yirmiyah said, it's not. They're doing secrets behind closed doors. You don't know about it. Obviously, when they say they're doing secrets behind closed doors, doesn't mean, you know, it means dakas shebedakas. Halavai, there, our mitzvah shriek, well, there are theirs. But Yirmiyah, that was his mistake. Rabbeinu HaKadosh possibly understood that was the mistake that caused him to lose his life. And here when he is now about to die, if there's something important he can transmit to give over to his Talmidim, is the person has to work on this very difficult concept of being true to yourself. The same way in public we come to shul, we demand kavod and who we are. And privately, we're different. We live a double. Every person, that's the way it is. That's the Gemara says. The Pasuk says. The Mitzvah. That's just a natural thing that a person struggles their entire life to work on, to be true to himself, not to have any degree of duplicity in their life. And that is, and it's just frightening that this is the Ikur Kina of Tisha B'Av. Vayikoinin Yemiel Yoshiyahu. And where did it come from? It came from not being true to oneself. We find the parallel in Yoshiyahu, in Rabbeinu HaKadosh and his Talmidim. That was his message for his generation. And Halavai is something that we can reflect upon and we can work on and we can use that as inspiration to get us through the 9 days. Excuse me.